print hustlers, we all know change is hard. Getting everybody on the same page, pointing in the same direction is difficult. I chatted with Adam, who leads our onboarding team, who coaches a lot of print shops all over the world to start using Printavo, about tips that he uses. So take a listen to things that he's learned. There's a lot of shops that ask, like, oh, this is clearly something we need to do. How do we handle the change management? How do I convince my team to help move this forward? What are things or, like, tips that you give people to get started?
Yeah, that's a great question, and one that a lot of people ask and are very wary about in making any sort of change in a process that seemingly works. Number one, you've got to set a hard and fast date. The worst thing that can happen is you've kind of got your foot in two different pools, and you know, you've got some people really excited, you've got some people who are kind of holding back. For you as a leader, you have to set a hard and fast date and say, this is what we're doing from this day moving forward.
So like literally first thing, like 2 weeks from now, we are moving over from this old system.
Yeah, no ambiguity, no question. I'm the leader. This is what I think is best for us. This is what we're gonna do. That helps you get buy-in from your team, helps eliminate any questions, and motivate people to get on board. The second thing is, as a leader, be the first person to embrace that change. Use it yourself. Demonstrate value to your team. Show them that you're the one that, yes, I'm making this decision, but I'm willing to jump in and get my hands dirty as well. People are struggling on your team with certain aspects. Walk alongside them, either help them figure it out themselves or reach out to us. You know, give me a call, say, hey, Adam, you know, I've got one of my team members here. We're trying to troubleshoot this. But again, as a leader, you know, demonstrate that you know that this change process is gonna have its sticking points, but you're willing to stick it out, to work through it with your team and actually get your hands dirty yourself. Not just make a change in your process, pawn it off on your team and say, hey, you guys have to figure it out. This is what we're doing.
So it's like a really detailed training. Do you think that it's good to literally sit with every single person and say, okay, here's your role. Here's what you click on. Here's what you do. Maybe even record that as a video so you can use it for future people too.
Yeah, absolutely. So particularly by departments, right? So you've got salespeople, you've got production, you've got people entering in orders up front, you've got shipping and receiving. So, you know, each person is responsible for a different set of tasks or responsibilities throughout your production process. So making sure that each of them individually understand and are comfortable with what they're doing. And yeah, exactly what you said, Bruce, you know, there's no need to reinvent the wheel or, you know, do things over and over. We're trying to eliminate redundancy, right? So if you've got a group of salespeople, record a video. Hey, this is what I want you guys to be doing in Printavo as salespeople, as production people. Share it around, you know, then take questions that way. The other thing is, sure, you know, we're constantly adding content here in Printavo, as you know. If we're not on the phone, we're recording videos. So head over to our YouTube channel, use us as a resource as well for your staff. We've got a lot of great educational content, how-to videos, and tutorials as well.
I even talk to shops too where they're like, you know we need this, but just getting my team to do it, I just don't even want to get into it.
Yeah.
Which I personally feel is a little bit kind of cop out to the whole, like,
yeah,
because it's like, okay, so you know your business has immense lost efficiency. You're causing yourself causing mistakes. Are there any things that really could get their team fired up?
I think you're absolutely right. The first thing is you as a leader have to believe, like, hey, this is what we're doing. Again, I'm making a decision as a business owner. If you had a guy on your print floor who kept messing up shirts and you were like, it's because you're loading them wrong. And he was like, yeah, but I'm not gonna load them that way. You wouldn't tolerate that, right? You'd say, dude, either do it this way or get out, because we're wasting money.
So it's like the hidden cost, because you don't see it, right? So you could see if a shirt messes up and you have to reorder, or you have to set up a new, or redo a job, but you don't see the cost of taking a week to get approvals done.
Exactly, or double entering information. You know, if you're entering information, you know, from an email into a handwritten form and then passing that around, and then writing that information again back into your bookkeeping software, and then writing that information again back into ordering.
Yeah, so just not ideal.
Yeah, it's such a waste of time. And to be able to say, like, no, this is why we're wasting time, in the same way you would with production. Look at how you're messing up that print. We're not doing it this way.
For sure.
Look at how we're wasting time double entering or triple entering or quadruple entering in information. We're not doing it this way. Helps get so much buy-in from your team and prove it to them, like, hey, this is gonna make your life easier. I'm not just doing this because I'm the owner of the business and this is what I wanna do. As somebody who has submitted themselves to my leadership, I want to make your job as easy as I possibly can, and this is the best way to do it.
For sure. Yeah, the hidden cost of efficiency.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, and opportunity cost too, right? Because
you're right, because they could be doing other stuff.
You can be making more sales. You can be creating marketing content. Right. You can be printing more shirts if you're not messing up or having to file through papers looking
for
information.
Spending time on pre- or post-production.
Exactly. So hidden costs are huge, but then opportunity costs, because you can be doing other things with that time.
Right.
Yeah,
awesome.
Huge.
Cool, Adam. I'll let you get back to work.
All right. See you guys.